Excellencies, Deputy Secretary General, Executive Secretary, dear partners, dear colleagues, it is a pleasure for me to participate in 2024 Regional Forum for Sustainable Development. In the midst of multiple crises, this forum holds particular significance as we strive to reinforce the 2030 agenda in our region, emphasizing the ever-growing imperative of effective delivery of sustainable, resilient, and innovative solutions. In addition to the ongoing war in Ukraine, a challenging year for the region was further intensified by devastating earthquakes in Turkey and the refugee crisis in Armenia. A series of conflicts and crises, ranging from environmental and social to economic and financial, have profoundly unsettled regional stability, posing significant challenges to frail public institutions, human rights violations, a deficit in the rule of law, entrenched corruption, illicit arms proliferation, and limited engagement of youth and women in decision-making processes. Despite the growing humanitarian needs, we need to protect and advance development. SDGs that are in focus this year are central to that. Regarding SDG 1, our region has witnessed a reduction in extreme poverty, though significant challenges still persist, particularly the growing inequalities. Improving our efforts to address those while protecting the most vulnerable will be crucial, focusing on high-impact results as well as supporting the provision of basic-level income. On SDG 2, centered on hunger and food security, it is also a sobering reality that none of the targets are on track and that the fragility of food systems and food insecurity is increasing in the face of conflicts and natural disasters, with a sharp increase in food prices. Turning our attention to SDG 13 on climate action, the progress is somewhat better. The region has shown progress with 87% of countries enhancing adaptation measures in their revised nationally determined contributions, primarily in agriculture, forestry, and water sectors. However, many challenges persist, with more frequent climate shocks and natural disasters. Populations across the region are likely to become more vulnerable. Water management remains a common regional challenge. Furthermore, as these risks persist, the overall cost of adaptation are projected to increase. On these SDGs, our issue-based coalitions on both sustainable food systems and on environment and climate change continue to be instrumental in providing expertise and technical support to the UN country teams. SDG 16, focusing on governance and peace. In addition to many areas that require accelerated progress, shows reverse trend in effective institutions and human trafficking. Regrettably, this goal appears poised to achieve only partial success by the year 2030. Progress on SDG 17, Partnerships for the Goals, has been slow in areas such as development assistance, technology transfer, and market access. Macroeconomic stability has deteriorated, and available data do not yet fully capture the impacts of the multiple crises faced by the region. As governments work to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic and combat the effects of war, inflation, and energy shortages within their own borders, countries have fewer resources to commit to international cooperation and support for the implementation of SDGs. It is clear that our efforts, as with the others, need to be strengthened to achieve the partnership's targets. Partnerships are also our opportunity. Only through synergies of member states, international organizations, multilateral development banks, IFIs, civil society, and private sector, we will be able to come closer to the original SDG targets that were in the meantime impeded by the pandemic, the war, natural disasters, and climate crisis. Later today, UNDP will present the Human Development Report in New York, and you can follow it live. Based on its findings, we will facilitate tailored discussions in the region that will also serve as preparation for the Summit of the Future. Excellencies, in light of this mixed progress and amidst ongoing challenges at the midpoint, we are committed to make exceptional efforts in 2024. The regional collaborative platform will maintain its commitment to support the implementation of sustainable development goals by identifying strategic entry points at a regional level to facilitate transformative actions at a country level. This involves providing joint analysis with its issue-based coalitions to assist UN country teams on the ground. Additionally, the RCP will identify avenues to support UN country teams in preparing for Summit of the Future and in designing the new cooperation frameworks for program countries. These aim to refine the direction of UN country teams to tackle critical challenges and accelerate SDG progress across six key transitions. In closing, I want to express my gratitude to our partners and colleagues who tirelessly work alongside us on these vital issues. Let us invest more and commit to pooling our knowledge, expertise, and resources to advance the SDG agenda. I look forward to getting inspired by your insights. I thank you.
I would like to thank to the speakers very much for setting the scene and sharing their valuable views on the context and the theme of this year's regional forum. I conclude this opening session and will proceed immediately to the high-level policy segment. May I ask the representative of the UNECE Statistical Division to join us on the podium. I open the high-level policy.